You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today's episode is about deliberate creation. We all think we know what deliberate creation is, but it's actually way more complicated than you think. Deliberate creation is creating what you truly want deliberately. And what you truly want is totally different than what you think you want. What you think you want is always based in lack. I don't have this Mercedes, so I want to create a Mercedes because I'm creating a Mercedes out of lack because I lack a Mercedes. And when you're creating out of lack, you're not really going with the laws of the universe. You're making something happen, you're efforting and struggling. It's a totally different thing than deliberate creation. In deliberate creation, you accept that everything is right as it is right now. And then you create something based in who you truly are and how this universe works and what's aligned with the highest good and what's based out of source, out of love. And so deliberate creation is creating out of love. And in this episode, Joshua goes into a little more detail on exactly how that's done. Because guess what? Deliberate creation turns out to be really easy, but you have to know what you actually want, not what you think you want. And that's what all these teachings are leading to. So it's pretty fascinating that I'm just really understanding this now. And in the retreat in Orlando, we had a big workshop about this. And it turns out the manifestation event forms really help with this deliberate creation process. So I'm very excited about where this is going. Of course, please remember to like and subscribe and share this podcast. And the next bootcamp and the last bootcamp, Bootcamp 14, starts on Monday. This will be your last chance to get into that bootcamp or into any bootcamp. So push past your fear. Send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com. And we'll get together and have a very fun Zoom chat. Everyone who's gone through the Zoom chat really enjoys it. We get to know each other. It's fun. There's no pressure whatsoever. You'll know if it's worth it for you or if it's something for you by the end of that call. You'll know it for sure. I could not send you enough details about it because that's not how it works. You sort of have to talk to me to see if it's right for you. So it's fun to talk to me. Everyone else likes to talk to me. So push past your fear and give me a call. And with that, let's get on with today's episode. We are thrilled to be here.
Good Hi, job. Joshua.
Hello, Joshua.
Hello, welcome. Hello, welcome.
We want to understand that the basis of this environment that you live in, the basis of physical reality, the basis of everything you know of the truth of this reality is ease. Everything is easy. Nothing is difficult. It doesn't matter what you want to create. It's as easy as anything you can imagine. The easiest thing that you could create is just as easy from a non-physical perspective as what you perceive to be difficult. Now, the only reason you're not creating what you perceive to be as difficult is because you have a belief about it that is in contrast to the way it could unfold. You believe it's not possible, and in that belief it's not possible, you have to explore the impossibility of it. The only thing that could ever be impossible is that which you perceive as impossible. From the higher perspective, everything is possible. Everything is easy. It's as easy as to manifest a button as it is a castle, just as Abraham has told you many times. Nothing is difficult in physical reality. You choose to make it difficult. The difficulty all lies in your beliefs about it. If you could believe everything was easy and you need not do anything other than act on the inspiration when you're inspired, well, then everything would be easy, except that you believe you must effort and struggle your way to that which you desire. And you believe that unless you effort and struggle your way to it, then you're not worthy of it. You prove your worthiness to yourself by efforting and struggling, but this is not necessary since you are inherently worthy. You are as worthy as anyone else. you can have, be, and do anything in this reality. This reality is limitless. And if you want to create anything in your life, you must know that it's easy to create it. The only thing you have to do is get out of your way. And when we say get out of your way, we mean process your limiting beliefs about it. If you think it has to unfold in a certain way, well, you have some resistance to how it should unfold, how it could unfold, how it would unfold if you got out of the way. If you got out of the way, and if you were able to push past fear and act on inspiration, everything would come easily because inspiration is always easy, always fun, always interesting, always exciting, always exhilarating. It's the effort and struggle you've been programmed to believe in that is causing you to resist the easy manifestation of anything you desire. And so if you desire an apple, you know how easy it is to manifest an apple. But even with manifesting an apple, you will have some fear. Oh, I have to get up out of off of the couch. I have to get in the car. I have to go to the store. I have to stand in line. I have to pay for it. All those things which are inherently easy, you perceive as difficult, as challenges, as obstacles to overcome. And so you say, I don't care about the apple that much. I'm going to stay on the couch and I'll get an apple another time. But if the inspiration is for the apple or for the castle or for the mansion on the ocean, all it is a matter of receiving the inspiration and taking the steps that are right in front of you. Once you take one step, you can forget about it and then get ready for the next step. It's a step-by-step-by-step process. The process is not the manifestation of the thing that you're inspired to manifest. The process is expansion through each step, pushing past fear through each step, noticing the limiting beliefs in each step, processing those limiting beliefs in each step, expanding through action, pushing past fear in each step to move to another version of you, a more expanded version of you. And guess what? If you do this process over and over and over and over again with anything that you desire, you build confidence, you have faith. It becomes easy, and it always was easy. The difficulty lies in the limiting belief part of it, but you're getting better and better and better at processing those limiting beliefs. You have tools for that now. There's no reason that you can't process any limiting belief. Any limiting belief is only that, limiting. Without the limiting belief, you could manifest anything. Yet that would be boring. If you jumped into physical reality without any limiting beliefs, had no limiting beliefs, and just manifested what you think you want, you'd have no real experience then. You wouldn't know what it would mean to choose who you are, who you're being, what your vibration is. That's all that this life is about. Choosing that perspective, raising that vibration, seeing things clearly as easy and fun and joyful, and leaving the rest alone. By focusing on what you don't want, you add to the limitations of your life. By thinking things are wrong, you reinforce the limitations of your life. By noticing that everything is right, maybe not for you, but for someone else, you can leave that alone and focus on what you desire. In that focus of what you desire, you will bump up against your limiting beliefs. No, I can't have this because of the government. No, I can't have this because I don't have enough money. No, I can't have this because I don't have anyone who loves me. No, I can't have this because I live in a different town. I'm restricted from travel. I'm restricted from this, from that, from the other thing. This is all the illusion. You are limitless, you are absolutely free, and you are fully abundant. Therefore, in this environment, you can be, have, and do anything, yet wishing it to happen is the old approach of the victim. Making it happen is the old approach of the unworthy one who thinks that by having these things, it'll prove their worthiness. Allowing it to happen is the approach of the creator, because the universe will bring you everything you want in the most elegant way, as long as you get out of the way. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about any manifestation that you would like to talk about, any challenge that you would like to talk about, anything at all that you would like to talk about. Who would like to start?
I would, Joshua.
Excellent.
I need help with self-love. I'd like to love myself
and express
love
yourself?
Towards myself. Not sure.
Because you think if you loved yourself as you were, you wouldn't move into the version of you that you idolized, the ideal version of Jessica. If this is the ideal version of Jessica who exists in this moment, well, then that can't solve any problems. That can't change any conditions. That can't get you what you want. You perceive that when Jessica changes, you will mm-hmm. attract everything you want. Yet Jessica is the always and is now, has always been, and will always be the perfect version of Jessica for whatever you're going through at the time. You are perfect as you are. You are absolutely divine in every essence of the word. You are a magnificent explorer of physical reality, a magnificent creator, a magnificent thinker, a magnificent being coming forth into physical reality to show others how it's done. And if you can't love that, it's because you don't think you're good enough for that right now. That when you get good enough, then you'll have all these things you think you want. All the insight, all the clarity, all these things. And that's not a better version of you. That's just an expanded version of you. Mm-hmm. If you could love yourself right now, you could love yourself tomorrow and the next day and the next day as you are. Noticing that you are not the same person that you were today, that you will be tomorrow and the next day and next day and next day. Yet you were perfect for whatever you needed to do the day before, the day before, the day before. You have always been perfect. Mm-hmm. In the belief that you're imperfect, you seek improvement. Mm-hmm. In the belief that you're flawed, you seek correction. Mm-hmm. In the belief that you can't do what you want to do, you perceive that the improved version of you will be able to do all these things. And so it's simply a matter of understanding who you are now in this moment as perfect as you are, and that love is acceptance. So can you accept that you're perfect in this moment?
Yes.
And why wouldn't you accept that? What's the benefit of not accepting that?
I can accept what I am in this moment.
As perfect?
Right now, yeah, as I'm talking to you.
Now, if you truly accepted as you are as perfect in this moment, if you could truly accept that, mm-hmm. then you would have no illusion that you're imperfect. The illusion mm-hmm. of imperfection would fade away. And you would see yourself clearly as perfect, clearly as everything you need to be to go on mm-hmm. to the next step of your journey. Now, mm-hmm. if you were different than you are now, you couldn't take that next step. The next step is what you want to take because it gives mm-hmm. you a better idea of who you are, an expanded idea of who you are. And mm-hmm. what you want is the expanded idea of who you are. This will never fully happen because mm-hmm. this is a journey, an evolution of self-awareness and self-discovery. You do not really, 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 really want to know exactly who you are because from your perspective, that might end this journey. Mm-hmm. And you enjoy the journey. You enjoy yes. the discovery. You enjoy feeling better and better and better. You enjoy helping others. You enjoy working through these issues with others. You don't want to be the one who has all the information. You don't want to be the one that is above it all. You want to be in the fray with your right. hands in the clay. Mm-hmm. And you have exactly what you truly want, which is the life you're living now. You just can't really see it yet because it would serve you no real purpose to do so. Now, if you said, I want to love myself a little bit more. Well, there mm-hmm. is nothing inherently preventing you from doing that. You could focus on what you think is your finest qualities. And so if we were to ask you, what is your finest quality? In a split second, what would you say?
Expressing love.
And are you able to express love to others?
Yes, but just not to myself.
And are you able to express love to the conditions?
I'm learning that. It's getting easier.
Are you able to express love to source?
I think I am, yes.
Are you able to express love to the system of physical reality?
Yes.
And what is all this expression really?
Me.
Well, is it love or is it acceptance?
Oh, I would think it's the same thing. I don't know.
Well, think about when you are expressing love to your husband. Mm-hmm. What comes to mind?
Appreciation.
Holding his hand, doing something fun, being together.
Yeah, saying I love you.
How about when he's in an honorary mood? Stepping back, allowing him to have his space, letting him go through whatever he's going through, giving him some guidance when he asks for it, thinking how wonderful it is that you have someone to be with.
Yeah.
So whether he is happy and you're doing something fun together, or whether he's in a bad mood, you're accepting him as he is.
Right, which I can't do for myself, it seems.
You can do it for yourself.
Or I'm not.
You're trying to control yourself more, whereas you're not trying to control him. You're allowing him to be who he is.
That's right.
You're not trying to control source. You're not trying to control the mechanism of physical reality. Okay. You might be trying to control your conditions, and you're definitely trying to control yourself. If I'm good, I'll be loved. If I'm happy, if I'm in a good mood, if I'm fun to be with, if I'm intelligent, if I'm helping others, if I'm doing all these things, if I'm being this certain way, I'll be loved. I have to be this certain way. When you have a little bit of doubt about yourself, about what you're doing or how you're being, or you know better than this attitude, then you're trying to control yourself. You say, if I really knew this stuff, I would be enjoy every single moment of my life. And that's not what you came here for. You came here to mix it up. You see, if you were going to be enjoy every day of your life, you'd just be sitting on the beach, looking at the sun, reading a magazine, and not doing anything. But to explore who you are means mixing it up, getting in there, feeling negative emotion, playing with this idea of acceptance to others versus acceptance to yourself, getting this information, applying it to your life, not always succeeding in the way you think it should happen, thinking that you're not doing enough or not being enough or not practicing it properly, you see. And this drives you forward. This is what you want. You want to have a little bit of fear, a little bit of doubt, a little bit of limiting beliefs, a little bit, a few obstacles to overcome, so that when something you think bad happens, you can deliberately create something different. And if you can figure out how to deliberately create something different, then maybe you can share that with others. And maybe if you could share that with others and they were able to deliberately create something different for themselves, guess what you would feel?
What?
Satisfaction, joy, exhilaration, excitement. This is what you want, those feelings. The feelings of absolute self-acceptance will come when you transition to the non-physical. You will see clearly who you are and who you've been and what you've been doing and why you came. It'll all make sense to you. Right now, you want to sift and sort and get your hands dirty so that you can come to new conclusions that have never been arrived at before, ever, in physical reality. Come to new conclusions, new perspectives that have never been arrived at ever before in physical reality. Come to create new dynamics, new modalities, new paradigms, new inventions, inventions of thought that have never occurred before in physical reality. Come to do things that are shaping the world that would never have been able to be possible without your existence. And without this existence, the world would be less than. That's why you came, and you've done this before and before and before. But you can't know this, because to know this would the excitement would cease to exist, you see.
And that's so why. just stop trying to love myself. Stop just like just
we would
appreciate.
Say stop trying everything. There's no need to try anything. That's effort and struggle.
Right. Yeah, it seems like an effort. I don't really know how.
And from your perception, you would might think, if I came to a point of loving myself, that would be an achievement.
Yes.
And I could show that achievement to the world.
Okay.
Just another achievement. And all achievements that you've ever done came from effort and struggle.
Right. Totally.
You
Absolutely.
Know to give up the achievement.
Yes.
The achievement is nothing. It's the awareness. It's the feeling. It's the alignment. Okay, now I feel okay. Now I feel pretty good. Now I'm having a little bit of fun. Now I'm having an interesting conversation. Now I'm in resistance. Now it's not working. Now I'm going backwards. Now I'm stuck. Now I can't figure it out. Now it's good again. Now it's better. Mm-hmm. Now it's even better. Now I'm noticing how much I love this person and love that person. Now I'm seeing some satisfaction in this. In the moment, you moment by moment by moment, you get to play with this idea of self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what you want. You don't want acceptance. You want to be able to consciously play with the idea of acceptance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And as you accept yourself on another level, you have a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. You gain more clarity. You see, in that moment, I was perfect. In that moment, that other moment where I was upset with something, I was just out of alignment. I was just letting a limiting belief carry me away. Mm-hmm. I was just exploring who I'm not. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's still expansion. And you came here to expand in joy, which means when I'm consciously being aware of my alignment and I'm acting on inspiration and I'm creating something interesting, I'm in alignment and I'm expanding towards the authentic version of who I am. When I'm out of sorts, when I see something is wrong, when I'm being a little bit ornery, mm-hmm. I'm just exploring the other side of that same coin. And mm-hmm. to know the aligned version of you, you must know the out of alignment version of you. And to know you means knowing when you're in alignment, when you're out of alignment. Mm-hmm. Now, there's nowhere you need to get with that because you've processed a lot of limiting beliefs and you've seen a lot of benefits from that activity. Mm-hmm. And you want more and more and more. Because what's calling you forward is the love of who you absolutely are. You don't need to love yourself. You simply need to know that you are love. You are love who can't see that you're love. You are the creator that can't see that you're the creator. You are the source that can't see that you're source. You are the one that's working in unison with all the energies of the universe to come to understand that you are love, that the only time you could possibly not be love is when you are focused on the illusion that you are not love. And so with every step on your journey, you're coming to a greater awareness that you are love. But there's nowhere to go. There's no need to get there. This is an eternal journey. And if you came to the idea that you are love, well, then you would be off to something else where you would explore the lack of love all over again in a different way, at a higher level. And so right now, have fun with where you are because you're going to only be where you are today. And then tomorrow you'll be a different version of you exploring a different aspect of this idea of acceptance and love. For no other reason than the exploration of it. You're not going to go home after you've explored it all and be paid handsomely and live on the beach. You're going to keep exploring and keep exploring and keep exploring and keep exploring. And this is what you want. This is what everyone wants.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're just a little bit ahead of the pack. That's all.
Oh.
You're just an advanced explorer of love. You're just a little bit impatient.
Yeah.
You just think you should have it figured out by now. After all, it's been countless lives.
Yeah, forever.
And you're coming closer and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer and closer with each step, with each life, with each iteration, with each new thing. And guess what? As you come to understand this in a new way, so does everyone else who looks to you. You are of benefit to all that is. All that is. And this is what you want. You don't want to skip the process. You don't want to take any shortcuts. You want to do exactly what you're doing. Do exactly what you're doing, and you'll be led to wherever you truly want to go effortlessly and easily. But you need to put in a little effort and struggle to feel worthy of being loved by yourself. I'm good because I helped this person. Therefore, I'm worthy of love. I'm bad because I'm feeling ornery. Therefore, I'm unworthy of love. in these moments and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth to get a better idea of what love is.
Okay. Okay. I can work with that. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi. So the past month or so, I'm starting to really understand like my worthiness. And, you know, I'm driving through areas of where I live and I see like these wineries and I see this beautiful world I live in. And I realize that I can literally have, be and do anything, like anything. I just need to take the next baby step. That is an inspired idea. I fully am getting that now. And I see these businesses that people are running and these products in the stores. And I think all they're doing is acting on inspiration and pushing past fear. Simple. It is really
a key. Get what they think they want.
Right. To get what they think they want. Okay. So I don't know if this is an inspired idea or not, but I feel like inspired to have a winery because I want to come up with this certain kind of wine that seems like a fun idea. And it seems an inspired idea, but at the beginning, you were talking about how we can have anything we want.
So let's say that you have the inspiration to have a winery because you want to come up with some interesting wine. What's the first part? What's the only possible step you can take?
Look at wineries.
Look at wineries. How would owning a winery help you create this wine?
Because then I can start the process from the very beginning with the grapes.
Grapes be the process and not owning the winery? Because if you have to own the winery, where are you going to get all the money? How are you going to do all that? You see, you killed the idea because you've gone too far ahead. The idea is not the winery. The winery doesn't make the idea easier. The idea is the grape. What grape? Find the grape.
Okay,
you can find the grape. And you can buy a grape. You can do all that now. You see,
right,
the inspiration will only be for what you can do, and it'll never be for what you cannot do.
Okay, so I just need to take a baby smaller step.
We won't say that owning a winery is not a baby step. Because if you had $100 million in the bank, owning a winery would be a baby step. Okay, but it's not the step that you're inspired to take.
Right.
This is just your imagination imagining off into the distance. And when you go too far, when you bump up against too many beliefs, you say, well, this idea is not possible. This inspired action is not possible because it means that I have to own a winery before I can do anything else.
Right. Yeah. Or have good credit to get land, for example. Like that's the thing that I keep going, oh, but I don't have that credit and the
so you see if you had good credit and if you had money in the bank, you would go to the 10th step and not the first step. The inspiration is always for what can you do in this moment. Having good credit helps you nothing in this moment, because before you can buy anything, you'd have to research it, you'd have to find it, you'd have to call a realtor, you'd have to do something. You see, you'd have to do something that doesn't incur good credit. But when you think I need good credit to do this thing I'm inspired to do, you will not do the thing you're inspired to do. You will succumb to the fear.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Yep.
Now remember that the inspiration will always be for what you can do in the moment. You have everything you need. Otherwise, the inspiration couldn't come. So the interesting idea of a different type of wine, you can start playing around with that idea now. Look at different grapes. See what else is out there. Do a little research. Phone a friend.
Right. And I do have a connection at a winery just up the street of like a friend that owns this amazing winery. And so that was another thought that came to me that was inspired. So there we go. There's some open doors right there.
Now remember that this inspiration will not lead you where you think it will go.
Right.
The reason it will not lead you where you think it will go, because when you think of steps 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're doing it from a limited perspective.
Yeah.
You can only do what you can do in the moment. Whatever comes to you in the moment, that action step, pushing past the fear that comes up for that, taking that step, taking that action, will expand you to a new version of you, ready for step two. Step two could be completely different. Step one, call your friend, talk about the idea. Step two, you're a different person. You're a completely different vibration now. And with the expansion from step one to step two, you will have a new perspective. You'll be ready for new inspiration. Then something else will come. Could be completely different.
Could be, right.
could be for new reasons.
Yeah, I see. Okay, great. Okay, thank you for that. Excellent. I appreciate it. Thanks. Great.
Who's next? Jump on in.
I will.
Audrey.
Yes, hi. Okay, I'm at the end of the boot camp, like everybody. And you know, I do the boot camp in France too. I would like to have another name for the boot camp because of the abundance name. Sometimes in my mind, it's like betrayed. Person can be betrayed because of that. In my mind, not others. I know it's me, but could you say something about that, please?
The boot camp is an English word.
Yeah, I know that.
It implies that you will come in at one stage and you will exit a different person, taken from a military idea. You come in a raw recruit and you exit a trained soldier. You go through a intense experiential process and you come out the other side. This term that we use is a term that's common in the vernacular of the English speaker. It's easily identified. They understand the concept on most parts. In French, you would have to come up with something different that would appeal to that culture. So what words are you thinking of?
I took already a training program.
Well, a training program is a little bit different. Because what we are thinking here, what we have come up with here, is that it's a transformational process. You transform from one version of you into a new version of you, with coming in with one set of beliefs and exiting with a new set of beliefs. It's like going into a factory of raw materials and coming out a finished product. Now, a training program implies that all you're really doing is teaching something. Mm-hmm. What the boot camp is the experience. Words don't necessarily teach. Words are inadequate. Words are rudimentary. The experience of the boot camp, the daily spiritual practice, the meditation, the homework, the interaction, the reading as well, the coaching calls, none of it is training. There's no training to it. There's no education to it.
No.
It is all done at the participant's own pace. There's nothing that needs to be accomplished. There is no homework. So it isn't a training program. It's an experiential program.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of word could you come up with? And the word will come to you, not trying to translate the term boot camp, but thinking of an experience, an evolution maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it is the abundance evolution.
Yes. Oh, good.
And what is that word in French?
That's it. Evolution in your abundance or some... But it's still about the abundance, the word.
Excellent. Okay.
Money, there's no money.
Money there is not abundance, as you will learn in the boot camp.
Yes.
You see? But abundance, the idea of abundance to the person that is coming into the boot camp is typically financial. This term abundance, by those entering the lower, the initial stages of spirituality, of self-awareness and self-actualization, it is an attractive word.
I know.
Everyone wants abundance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, what is abundance truly? Abundance is having everything you need to do whatever you need to do to explore whatever you're exploring.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone who comes into the boot camp already has abundance by that definition. What they want to do is alter their exploration to attract a new reality whereby the abundance of experiences based in the new reality and the new exploration aligns with their pre-birth intentions to give them what they truly desire, not what they think they desire.
It's too long for a title. But
and it takes 8 weeks to understand that, you see. So coming in, what they're doing is they're transforming their perception of abundance. And once they do that, they acknowledge the abundance that they're actually receiving. And then they can choose, if they like, if they're ready, a new exploration, which the bootcamp explains exactly how to do that. Now, there's no way you can explain this in an email or in a pamphlet. It has to be done face-to-face with each new participant, so that you can gauge where they are and what they want and the life they've lived. But what you will find is they are spiritually drawn to you. They cannot get this information any other way. They've read books, they've watched videos, they've listened to podcasts, they've heard words, and the words have not taught them too much. Certainly, by interacting with the words, they've raised their vibration to a certain level, but now they're ready for a new exploration, a deeper dive, an experiential evolution. That's what you have to offer. You're the only one that has that to offer. And you have to realize that without you, they cannot expand to a new definition or a new evolution of abundance until you've allowed them into the boot camp.
Yes.
And so you hold the key to their abundance. You promote yourself. You do the things that you do to attract interested people. You put yourself out there. You become vulnerable. You allow them to interact with you. You introduce them at a certain level by not giving away too much, just seeing where they are, and then explaining the concept of how this whole process works. And then they decide to join or not join, depending on their fears before doing anything they're inspired to do. But you're the conduit between this material and those French speakers. You're the only one who can do this. And so when you understand your importance, your meaning that you will give to the lives of those who will join with you in this endeavor, you have to say that there is no other way for them to do it. You are the only way, and therefore you are critical to the manifestation of their pre-birth desires. And if you think that there is another term rather than abundance that would appeal to those in that culture, then you are free to change it to anything you want. Yes.
Thank you.
But the most important thing is to realize your role in all of this.
Okay.
You are not simply a teacher. You are also a leader. And you have come forth in this reality to move through ideas of imperfection and unworthiness, to present yourself in your authority as the only one on earth who can provide this journey of self-discovery for those who are ready. So think of yourself in those terms and become excited about who you are, and you will see them flocking to you. But you have to claim your authority.
Okay, thank you very much. I will listen again, but it's great. Thank you.
Excellent. And this is true of all of you. For those of you who are in any endeavor, you tend to discount your role in that, your benefit in it to those who will come to you. You must see yourself from the higher perspective. You did not get here by accident. You are not inspired by accident. These things are all coming to you because you're ready for them. and you get to play with your levels of worthiness. What's it like to put myself out as a teacher? What's it like to talk about this information with my friends? What's it like to share this recording on Facebook? What will people think of me? What will people say? Can I be who I truly am? Can I push past the fear to provide something that others will gain a magnificent benefit from? If you can, you will find satisfaction. And if you can't, you will be playing with this idea of unworthiness in a new level. And you get to choose that exploration. Anita.
Oh, thank you. So I'm wondering how neuro-linguistic programming works with this stuff, because it's change work on a...
Okay, let's start with the idea of programming in general.
Okay.
You were programmed to assimilate into the culture of the victim. Your culture is a culture of victims. Your culture is a culture of those who follow others. Your culture is a culture of those who blend together to assimilate, to not stand out, to be seen as normal and good and productive, you see. So with that programming, every single day of your life, day after day after day, minute after minute after minute, teachers, friends, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, everyone wanted you to be good, wanted you to be successful, be productive, be assimilated into the culture of the victim, wanted you to seek out leaders, seek out teachers, look towards those who have more information, watch the news, protect yourself. All these things that do not align with the laws of the universe as they truly are in this system of physical reality. What does work is being led from within. What does work is raising your vibration, being in alignment, listening to your inner self guide you through inspiration, through ideas and words and thoughts and information that will flow if you can connect to your inner self. Now, why can't you connect to your inner self? Because you're looking for answers outside of you. Because you're looking to leadership outside of you. Because you believe that others have the answer. Because you believe that effort and struggle is your way to get what you think you want. Because you believe that if you have this and this and all these trinkets, then finally you'll be happy. And that will never work. You'll never be satisfied. You'll never be happy with any of these things. It will never bring you the feelings you think you would get by this. It will always be effort and struggle, and it will always lead to disappointment and suffering, to inconsistency in your life, because the universe must point out the fact to you that you cannot live that life of the victim and be on a journey of self-discovery. Because as you are efforting and struggling, you are exploring the inauthentic version of you. And you are welcome to explore that version as long as you like, but it will never bring you any satisfaction. And you came here for the joy of expansion on your journey of self-discovery. So the programming that you have is based on this persona that you've created. And when you start to raise your vibration, you will get more inspiration. When that inspiration comes, the ego that is built by the limiting beliefs that you've adopted along the way will call out to you and will bring you thoughts of, you can't do it, you can't have it, you can't be it. Don't try this, don't try that, don't try the other thing. You will lose something you love, you will be rejected by people you love, or you will die. That programming is based on the adoption of limiting beliefs. To deprogram that, you must process the limiting beliefs. When you process the limiting beliefs, you will hear the voices of love coming within. Now, when you say to yourself, I must repeat affirmations, we say that's a wonderful thing. Get used to talking to yourself in a wonderful way. Because as you start to resonate with more love, as you add more love to your reality, by speaking to yourself in a more positive way, by talking to yourself with respect from the higher perspective, you will become, start to become in alignment with the voice of your inner self, who is always saying, we love you, we support you, you are good, you can do anything, you can be anything, you can have anything, you can do whatever you want in this reality. Why not start with this idea of discovering who you truly are? You are love. You are love. Would you like to go on a journey of discovering your love? We'll take you on that journey to discover that you are love. If you choose not to do it at any time, you can explore more of who you're not. That's fine. There's no problem with that. But you came here with pre-birth intentions that ask you to find your way to love. And so as you were looking out, who's got a book I can read? Who's got a podcast I can listen to? Who can I follow? Who has figured it out? You stumbled along these teachings, and this is where you always intended to go. So you have listened to your inner voice. You have had the confidence to join the boot camp. You have done the work. You have begun processing limiting beliefs, and that's all there is to it. There are no tricks. It's simply allowing yourself to feel better, to see everything as good and right and wonderful and appreciate what you have in your life now, and give up the fear of loss, the fear of rejection, even the fear of death, and move towards more love. As you move towards love, you raise your vibration. As you raise your vibration, you connect in a deeper level with your inner self. When you connect with your inner self, you will start to hear words. You can do it. Anita, you can do that. How about this idea? This doesn't sound like fun. How about this one? Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. You don't have enough money for it. Don't worry about it. It'll come. When you start listening to those voices and trusting that voice, you unlock your power. You unleash your talents and attributes. You soon discover that if you could do this little action, then you can push past fear and do this little action. And this little action leads to that little action, leads to that little action, that leads to more action and more action and more action. That's inspired from that voice within you, your inner self. You did not come here to effort and struggle your way to what you think you want. You came to easily go with the flow of the wonderful life that you're having and listen to that voice that's always guiding you. It's all inside of you. There is nothing outside of you. We are simply a conduit from your inner self to you. That's all we are, because you believe this and not what's coming from within.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, thank you. May I ask about the importance of, thank you, yes. Thank you for your help, because it's coming, you know, it's happening. I can feel it. It's like really amazing. And so I have these studies that I'm doing that literally have to do with NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. And it's like this view inside of what it's like to be human. It's fascinating, amazing, and it's beautiful change work. I just don't know how it goes. I feel like I could fit wonderfully with boot camp stuff, but like I've had this curiosity about Joshua, how can this go in hand in hand? It's like what I'm studying. It's what I'm curious about. It's what's exciting. I've been afraid of it too.
What's interesting to you about NLP? What makes sense to you? What's the benefit?
The benefit is getting back to ourselves with the work. Me getting back to myself in the work and having skills to help, you know, others.
Excellent. Before you can help others, you'll have to discover your inner voice. Okay. You'll have to trust that you're perfect as you are. You'll have to see the perfection in everyone else. You'll have to realize that you're the creator of your reality. You'll have to stop wishing for other things and stop needing anything else to justify you. Now, your inner self led you to us, and your inner self led you to NLP, and your inner self will lead you to other things, but it'll never stop until you start to realize that all your inner self is doing is guiding you in a way that aligns with your current belief systems. The belief systems are still that which you believe you must learn from something outside of you. And that is a highly limiting belief. It is a universal limiting belief, but it's still highly limiting. Once you realize that none of this stuff matters, that the only thing matters is that you sit with pen and paper and you allow the thoughts to flow. And then you write down what you think. That'll bring a connection. And this is the process of doing the daily spiritual practice and the manifestation event forms, is to allow your inner self to come through your hand, through your pen, to your paper, so that you can read what your inner self is telling you.
Okay.
And however you need to get to that level, whatever modality that suits you, it doesn't matter what it is to us. Anything that will get you to that point, that's where you are going. But you have to believe that nothing outside of you is anything other than your inner self trying to adjust your belief system so that you can eventually connect to that wisdom that is for you. You see, when you listen to us and we answer your question, you say, okay, that's great, but do you really know me? Is this really for me? And if you're listening to the answer that we give to other people, you say, oh, I got a lot of insight, but they're talking to the other person, not to me. Your inner self is always talking to you. The inner self is you. Your inner self knows you, knows every thought, knows your belief, knows what you intended prior to your birth, knows how to bring you joy, knows how to alter your belief system, knows how to put you in circumstances to wake you up to the fact that you're exploring the inauthentic version of you. Your inner self knows all this. And so every experience of your life has been to get to this point right now, this point where you're closer than ever to understanding that it's all within you, that all of this outside of you is just a grand illusion, that all of us are conspiring to present to you the fact that you are the creator of all of this. And if you're the creator of all of this, then certainly there's got to be a little voice inside of you that is telling you exactly what you need when you need it, that has all the information, that none of the information is outside of you, that will walk with you step by step by step by step to a greater evolution of awareness that you asked for prior to your birth. That's what's happening here. That's why you're bouncing from one thing to 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 one thing. You're getting all full circle these ideas that all coming back to the fact that it's always been you. It's always been within you. And so when you get excited about something, whatever that is, know that your inner self has guided you to that thing because it aligns with your current set of beliefs. Now, open up those beliefs to understand that you are your own teacher, your own leader, and you need listen to no one else other than you. Nothing else other than you. The only thing that's for you is whatever your inner voice has to say to you. So you write that down. You journal that. You play with that. You come to believe it over a period of time. But start with a question, write the question down, and then write the answer. It's all within you and all of you.
Okay, yes. Yes, thank you.
Excellent.
And thank you.
We have time for one more question. This should be a silly little question. A silly little question about manifesting something you desire. Who wants to manifest something they desire?
I do.
Excellent.
So, am I muted?
You are a master manifester. No, you're perfectly fine.
Okay. I'm curious to know your thoughts about to raise that high vibration, to get to the top of the ladder, to see things from the higher perspective, to raise that vibration as much as you can, almost like a fast track. I know you're supposed to enjoy the journey, and I know that's what it's all about, is the journey to get
there.
Best
question ever.
But what do you think about, I just got this last thing, what do you think about listening to a frequency, a universal frequency that will raise that vibration? That's what I'm practicing at the moment.
Excellent.
What do you think about that?
We think that anything that you believe is beneficial. Everything is conspiring to help you raise your vibration. Every single thing. But we're going to give it to you even simpler than that. Because to listen to a vibration or to a sound that has a high vibration is a wonderful thing. But you're asking something to change you, to alter your vibration. And that is not what's happening. Maybe you're having a belief that listening to this will raise my vibration, and you are raising your vibration. But let's explain the ladder. The ladder comes from the illusion to the reality, from confusion to clarity, from fear to love, from suffering to joy. And as you climb that ladder, you see clearly what the illusion is and what the promise of love is. And so you climb and climb and climb. Now, if you're believing in the illusion, what are you seeing? You're seeing everything that you think is wrong. You're perceiving what's wrong. You're protecting yourself from what's bad. You are trying to be something you're not. You're trying to do things the old way. You're controlling, controlling, controlling. You're believing in the illusion. At the bottom of the ladder is fear. As you climb up, you must push past fear, which means you must see everything as right. At the top of the ladder, you will see everything as absolutely perfect. At the bottom of the ladder, you see everything as absolutely imperfect. So wherever you are on that ladder, you can know by your perception of reality. Do you generally see things as good, or do you generally see things as bad? Are you succumbing to fear, or are you pushing past fear and acting on inspiration? If you want to go to the top of the ladder, you become love. And in love, you have absolute acceptance of everything that is, including yourself, everyone else, and the conditions. Absolute acceptance without any resistance whatsoever. That's the top of the ladder. But to do that, to be up there, to have full clarity, you cannot buy into the illusion, because the illusion would cause you so much angst and anguish, because you would see everyone else there that you love living in terror. From your perspective now, you say, okay, I can see that that person's in fear, the homeless person's in fear, the person that's trying to control conditions is in fear, that my children are in fear, but they're sifting and sorting out, and they will get through it, and they will figure out their lives, and they will come to better places. And you are seeing the fear as muted because you're still living in the illusion. If you were to get out of the illusion, you would see what's actually happening and you would not be able to handle it. So you want to move up slowly and get little glimpses of clarity and little see what's happening and offer some advice from your perspective or some comfort from your perspective. You want to go slowly and slowly and slowly and gradually come to an awareness that there is no wrong, that everything is right, that everything is working out, that everything is good. But in that working out idea, you will look at those around you and say, oh, it's all working out for them. But you will not be able to see the manifestation events that they're going to bring upon themselves. And from the highest level, you will see that. And if you can't handle it from the highest level, well, then you have no true desire to be at that high level until you're ready for it. So you do not want to jump from the illusion to the reality, because it would become quite shocking to you. You want to gradually go up the ladder of love and then be an example of those. Because if you shot to the top of the ladder, you would not be any example for anyone. It would be too much for them to see. You would be so magnificent that they wouldn't even realize who you are, because from their perspective in fear, they wouldn't see the love that you are. And you want to take it little steps at a time. And so you're doing everything perfectly. And if you're inspired to listen to a vibrational tone, that's wonderful, if that's enjoyable. If you want to do it to control your ascension, well, you're doing it from a basis of fear. Mm-hmm. Gary used to listen to those sounds while he was playing poker in order to win poker. He was trying to manifest a condition by bringing in something he thought would be a way to change the conditions. And so it didn't work, because he was using it as a form of control based in fear. Mm-hmm. If it is truly enjoyable, if you cannot wait to break away and get your headphones on and sit there and listen to that beautiful sound, then that's a wonderful thing. If you are doing it, if you're saying, oh, it's time to go listen to that sound, I've got to do 15 minutes, I'm going to set the clock for 15 minutes, and as soon as I'm done with the 15 minutes, I'm going to throw the headphones down and get back to something else I really enjoy, that's not going to be of any benefit. Now, you could pet a dog, you could bake a cake, you could listen to music, you could have a nice chat with a friend, you could do anything that's in alignment with who you are, and that will raise your vibration. So anything that you love is adding to the love of your reality and raising your vibration. And anything you're trying to change or fix or improve or solve is just based in fear and control, and it's an exploration of who you're not. And it's not really in alignment. It's not really going to do any good. It's not bad. You'll explore who you're not. But why not get back into something you truly love and do that thing you truly love? And that thing that you truly love, your passions and interests and joys in life, will do more to raise your vibration than anything else. So think about what brings you joy. That's aligned with love. What's interesting? That's aligned with love. What's exciting? That's aligned with love. Anytime you're aligned with love, you're raising your vibration. Anytime you're trying to change the conditions, you're acting out of fear, and it's not really going anywhere. This is one of the most wonderful questions we've ever had the opportunity to ask. We thank you very much. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Love.
You can have, be, and do anything you want in this reality. That's what they're just saying. Deliberate creation is all about creating what you actually want, what you truly want, not what you think you want. And that's what the bootcamp's all about. The bootcamp is teaching deliberate creation. It's a lot going on in that bootcamp. There's a lot to it. It's amazing. When you take the bootcamp, you're in for life. So you can take the bootcamp over and over and over again with people all over the world. It's stopping at bootcamp 14 because it's going to stop at 200 people. So with this last bootcamp, there'll be about 200 people in there, but it'll keep going for those 200 people. And those 200 people are really an amazing group. They get together on, we have a special bootcamp Facebook group. They have special calls. They check in on each other. They visit each other. It's amazing. So if you'd like to talk to me about the bootcamp, this is your last chance. Send me an email to garybodley@gmail.com, and I'll send you a link to my calendar, and we'll get together. Otherwise, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.